time. She's ready, y'all. You yeah, backstage. Trying to put that blue sticks on real quick.
Yo, I was trying to beat the countdown.
That's the shortest countdown in life, bro. I swear. That thing, that'll catch you slipping, boy.
I hate she can see me in the background, y'all. She better die. I'm trying to
you only get a 2 second one of these, and then I'm back to it. Like, all right.
Back to it. All right, showtime again. blame her, y'all. Blame her. Blame her. She got me with the listen, y'all. She got me with the bliss sticks, y'all.
It's hot.
Listen, I had me some Carmex. Some Carmex, y'all.
She Who do that?
So I went and bought me a supply of these. Matter of fact, I think I got like 6 of these.
I know that's right. I got one in my car, one in my bag, one near the bed. Yep. One at work.
Don't leave home without it.
All right, y'all. So I'm gonna tell y'all right now for my audio babies. If y'all hear a fan, TT having a moment. So I'm just gonna let y'all know. We not hiding nothing season 2, okay? I told y'all I can't see no more. We got glasses on. Mm-hmm. TT be having hot flashes. It's hot. So raw, real, vulnerable.
She's so serious, y'all, too. She's so serious, y'all.
Serious.
Yo, I don't know which quote I was going to use, but you know what? It might be this one. I think it's this one. I think it's this one. To be fully you, for the audio babies, to be fully you is to stop playing a role and start embracing the story only you can tell. It's always these unknown
people. I like
people.
That. The unknown ones be hitting.
They be
like,
hitting.
And I like that because embracing the story only you can tell is what truly makes you authentic.
Mm-hmm.
That mm-hmm. is your superpower because only you can tell it.
Yeah, man, we just be jumping up. We don't even be greeting each other. We were raised better than that. How you feeling today, sis? Oh, you on mute. See, she always doing this. For the audio, baby, she on mute.
TT hot. I'm hot. That's how I'm feeling. I'm hot. I'm holding it right here. Got to have a whole bunch of ice in it. I'm hot. TT's hot.
Turn 39 and now she acting like she 50, y'all. Make it make sense.
Pre-menopause. That's what they call it. Yeah.
Girl. When you get into that menopause, you're going to have the fan and the heat on at the same dog one time.
I do that now. One on one leg and one on other.
What?
I got to have one leg hanging out of the sheet.
I got to have the fan coming down on me. Uh-huh. And I got to have the heat on my feet. Yeah,
maybe that's a thing. Because I kid you not, when I go to bed, my hands be so cold. Like my hands and my feet, because I don't like to wear socks.
Yeah,
now,
your feet and hands get cold. You cold, cold.
Oh.
Yeah, I keep my feet warm, girl. Menopause ain't no joke. You don't know
now
no.
Now I gotta go buy fuzzy socks. Let me go to Amazon because I need
about 5-6 pairs of them. I don't play. Menopause make you rethink your whole life. I ain't lying. I be hot. I be so hot. I be like, Lord, I can't take off no more clothes. I can't. I can't take off no more clothes.
I live with boys. I can't do it. I can't be in here naked. I can't be in here walking around like the Garden of Eden. I can't. Help me, Lord.
Help me, please. That menopause ain't nothing to play with. But you know what? I'm glad I'm in it to a degree. But when it first started, menopause can make your moods really shift.
I heard that.
I had
that.
A hard time.
Irritable. It makes you very irritable.
Whoo! I literally go from 0 to 1,000 in a second.
Now I do that now. So God love
God, please watch over her.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Watch over the family.
Please, Lord, protect them from her. Because if you already doing that now, when that menopause set in, you're going to be right there mad at everybody all day long. All right, y'all. All right, y'all. Let's jump into this episode. What would change in your life if you finally stopped holding back the parts of you that you fear would be too much?
I'm thinking. That's why you probably like, why are you looking like that? I'm thinking. What would change in my life if you finally stopped holding back? My occupation, my relationship status, where I live, a lot of things, because being an analytical person, you always count the costs. You always think of the pros and the cons. And sometimes you just got to focus on the pros and trust God for the rest, you know, because like we said in previous episodes, the fight is already fixed. You've already won. So at the end of the day, you know, you got to step out on faith. But when you are so used to being the one that everybody relies on and the one for everything, you can't just always step out on faith. It feels like you can't always do that, because the way life is set up, you got to always have a backup plan.
Right.
You got to always be mindful of the shoulda, coulda, wouldas.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my answer for that one.
Well, my mom always told me, don't count your eggs before they hatch. And you know what? I didn't understand when she said it, what it meant. But that just simply said means, you know how people tell you, know, well, you know, I'm going to give you this job opportunity, but you haven't got the job opportunity. So you around here telling everybody, you know, I'm about to be a head CEO of this company.
Spending your check before you get it.
I'm about to do this and do that. And I got it. And then they come back and tell you, know what, we decide to go with another candidate. So that's an example of don't count your eggs before they hatch, because you will mess around and find out. So if it really came down to me, I'm doing that now. I'm in this season now, y'all. I ain't playing with you. I'm in that season right now where I'm not holding nothing. And when I say nothing, y'all about to see me pop out and show out. It's talents my sis don't even know I have yet.
Lord, I can only imagine, because I already know about 1,000. So I
look,
I can't wait. I'm excited.
My family, they do big me up when it comes down to who I am and what I can do, because they know firsthand. And I think I need to owe that to maybe my grandparents to a degree, because my grandfather and my grandmother, if something broke, they figured out how to fix it. Without calling somebody to fix it, if that makes sense. They rigged it up. So when things happen around here, like something break, I fix it. I have torn down computers, not knowing nothing about it, and put it back together.
Wow.
But that's just not me, though. That's not my life. But I've done it to help, like, my kids, you know, people around me. But it's a lot of things I just haven't tapped into. But I don't think I'm tapping into that one. No, so don't y'all hold that one to me. I ain't popping out with that one. But I ain't letting nothing hold me back no more, because I feel like the whole 45 years of my life, I've let a lot of things hold me back. So right now, if you see me all out there hanging out, mind your business. Because I'm popping out and I'm showing out and I'm doing what I got to do. Because fear lived in my household for too long.
Okay.
Fear had my address for too long. Fear was sleeping in my bed. Fear was walking with me just to wherever I went. Fear was in my car.
Child.
Fear was wearing my clothes, y'all, and my shoes. So let me tell you something. I packed fear stuff and put fear out. So with that being said, if you see me hanging all, if y'all see it all hang out, mind your business. Because I done put fear out, and I'm not afraid to fail. I'm not afraid of rejection anymore. I'm ready to jump into whatever I need to jump into head first, and whatever happens, happens. It's still going to be a lesson. So mind your business. Let me stop. All right. The next question is, if being fully yourself meant you be misunderstood by many, would you still choose it?
Absolutely. Because it's not meant for you to understand. It's only meant for me, because God told me, he didn't tell you. So I would still choose it. And then, to be honest, you'll understand it later. That's just like a puzzle in front of you. You got the pieces. Everybody just see the pieces. But you got the box, so you know what it's supposed to look like. So you're doing it. And then when it's finished, everybody will see what matches on the box. But you knew what it was supposed to look like, because you had the actual box next to you.
Exactly. But you know what? A lot of people always be like, why me? Why not you? You have to go through certain things in life in order for you to get to the place that you want to be. You can't get all the good, you can't celebrate and have all these big wins if you can't go through the storms and the raging of the, you got to see all of that. You got to go through all of that so you can get to the rainbows and the sunshine. Now, but the key to that is, well, I ain't gonna say the key. The twist of that is when you get there, you got to stay there. Because a lot of people, what they do is they get in a moment where they're winning and then they get cocky or they get arrogant.
Yeah.
And or they start turning their backs on people that they love. Cocky. Their confidence is a difference between confidence,
mm-hmm.
being cocky and arrogant. Get there. Still be the person that you always been. Don't become mm-hmm. somebody else. And trust me, when I become that billionaire, I'm telling y'all, I'm gonna keep speaking it. When I become that billionaire, me and sis start traveling all over the world. So don't we ain't gonna be cocky. We just gonna be living life, y'all.
Listen, I'm like, this your favorite Jersey girl, Shira Renee. I'm the sister of a billionaire, Arthur Nicky Nicole. That's gonna be my.
She gonna mess around and find out she gonna be one too. So she gonna say, I'm a billionaire.
Oh,
so we gonna be making things happen. Don't act up now. Don't be like, dang. But you know, I feel like it's gonna be a lot of people like, dang, I wish I wouldn't have fumbled her.
Of course,
you know, I really think that God isolates you from people for reasons.
Yeah,
because he knows where you're going.
At the table, right?
When you that type of person like me and you sis, we bring the table and the chair. We can't go to everybody else's table, and they can't come to ours. And that's just real. I ain't no shade,
again,
y'all.
Like what we was talking about too. You can't have everybody in your house.
You can't.
Can't have everybody eating at your table.
Better not come in my house. I'm funny with that. I don't listen. Not if you got my address. I love you. I love you. Because I don't let everybody know where I stay. I don't let everybody come to my house. So if you got that address, you been in Arthur Nick Nicole's house. Count as a blessing. Because Arthur Nick Nicole don't do that. I don't play that mess. My mama raised me that way though. She said, you don't let everybody in your house. You don't let everybody come in your house. And if you let them come in your house better be clean. Your house better be
facts.
Clean.
Can't get your cat caught slipping. You gonna be
huh. Girl, when I found out my mom was coming for her birthday, I said, I had to shut shit down.
I had to go to the store. I had to this, that, child. Y'all should have heard her running around like a chicken with a head cut off.
Cut off. I wasn't playing them games. This house is going to be smelling good, looking good, and it's going to be some food on the stove when she got here. And was. So this question, y'all, is how would your life shift if you stopped trying to fit into spaces others created for you instead of carving your own?
Life would shift. It wouldn't shift drastically, but things would change because, you know, your living situation, your relationship status, certain things that we find ourselves in are not of our own choice. Like we talked about on a previous episode, you know, you trying to go to school to be an RN, me trying to go to school for a teacher. When you make the decision to change something else, your life definitely shifts because you are no longer going into what somebody else carved for you, but carving out what you want to do. So it shifts you mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. When you start to do it on your own, that's when you should feel a certain level of peace because it's not confusion. When it's for you, there is no fear behind it. There's no confusion. It's just peace at the end of the day. There's comfort. And I ain't going to say you ain't going to have no days that's going to get on your nerves, but there's no hesitancy in your spirit. You notice it's something that you want to do. You don't toss and turn. You're not anxious about it. So it definitely will shift in a positive way when you, live your life on your own terms.
But you know what? When you change the narrative, everything gonna shift anyway. Because you change the narrative. You know, we're always rewriting our stories. We rewrite our stories every single day, whether we know it or not, because every day is a new day to start new. So we're gonna come back and we're gonna pull the journal out again and we're gonna rewrite the story again because it's something that we didn't cross off yesterday that we should have crossed off today. So you're gonna have that shift. But my thing is, I stopped that a long time ago. Now, last year was the stopping ground for that. Trying to fit in those spaces, you know, others created for me. Because, I don't know, when you start dealing with different people in your life and being in different environments, you learn to move differently in your life. You learn to react differently, if that makes sense. Because I feel like when it comes down to friendships, when it comes down to relationships with people and just people in general, I would start on that 100 with people, and people didn't understand that. It would be that 100, like, yeah, they the best person in the world. I'm rooting for you. I love you. You're the best. And then they disappoint me. Now I'm heartbroken. So now I'm starting at zero. And zero is really bad right now, y'all. Zero is like steady. It's a steady zero. And no 0.1 is zero. Zero. So now I'm starting to carve my own way, you know, despite the fact of what I wanted to be like when it came to my mother. The only person I really, really wanted to be like was my mother. As far as them terms, I've had a few role models in my life, but she's like my number one. So I just mainly want to be, I ain't going to say walk in her shoes, because Lord knows I don't know what them shoes been through. But I say I wanted to be like her when it comes down to strength, when it comes down to wisdom, when it comes down to work ethic, when it comes down to having something. I wanted to be like her. And looking at her, she's worked all her life, you know, to try to have. And I feel like sometimes I don't think she fully thinks that she's accomplished things. But I'm proud of her, because I don't think I could walk in the shoes that she walked in. And she probably never tell me all her struggles, all her hardships. But just, you know, you being around your parent, you can tell when something ain't right. You can tell when they're dealing with something. You can tell when they're stressed about something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just for a parent to be able to keep the lights on in the house for you, the water running in the house for you.
You will understand that when you get older.
Children, listen to me. That's big.
Yeah.
That is big. We don't know that. We don't know the cost. We don't know what our parents have to go through to make sure that we have everything that we need. We might not get the wants. Like, we didn't have cable. When I was coming up, we didn't have cable. Like, we had cable a couple of times. Wi-Fi? We got Wi-Fi. I got Wi-Fi until I got a little older, when it got to a point where the schools was making it, like, mandatory to have Wi-Fi at your house type thing. But those were necessities in my mama's household. Water and lights and stuff like that was necessity. But at the end of the day, I was still grateful. I'm grateful. I'm more grateful now than she knows. Because she survived. Yeah. And there were days where she didn't know where she was getting that money from. I'm sure. Without her even telling me that. And her being the only one to stand on her feet to make it happen for me. For me. And being 35 and having another kid. I think she was 35, 37. And she was like, I was whoopsie daisy. Like, I wasn't supposed to be here.
At 37, too.
I wasn't supposed to be here. She wasn't. What? But she brought me into this world, she raised me, and she made it happen.
Yeah.
So y'all respect your parents, man. Y'all really don't know what they be going through. Like, I'm sorry, y'all. I had to go on that soapbox real quick, but appreciate your parents, because you don't know the cost it is, you know, it takes to raise you. And they still
be, especially in this economy.
Definitely. Okay. it's worse now.
Another episode.
Okay. Yeah. So what would it take for you to stop apologizing for the parts of you that don't align with society's expectations?
I would just say continue to evolve, because the more you evolve, the more you get excited about who you're becoming, the less you worry about society's expectations, because there's only one person you want to please other than yourself, and that should be God, you know. So at the end of the day, what other people are doing, especially in terms of social media and things like that, now you know, it's just like reality TV, it ain't real. So I'm not going to live up to certain people's expectations, because their expectations for me don't match what they currently live in.
Mm-hmm.
You might want me, when you gonna get married, or when you gonna have a kid, and you're married and have a kid or children and you miserable. So you gotta make sure that you do what's best for you, because everybody's expectations is not meant for you. God designs you for a specific reason and purpose, and you live that out. And trust and believe, when you do that, anything that your heart desires, if it aligns with his will, you'll have it.
Period. Let me say you something. I'm not apologizing for parts of me that don't align with society. I'm apologizing to myself for not doing certain things beforehand a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm apologizing to myself for not being able to be more successful and make better decisions back then, because whether we realize or not, our choices are the reason why we're here. If we'd have made better choices, then we probably would have been on a better path.
Yeah.
So we got to hold ourselves accountable. We did this to us. Like, you're in the position that you're in because of you.
Yeah.
So, period. But I mean, I beat myself up more than I should, a lot. Because I'm like, listen, you could be doing better. You should have been doing this. Da-da-da. You should have did this first. Maybe you should. But we can't talk about the past. You got to move forward and focus on your future. Focus on right now. So I apologize to myself for everything that I've done to myself earlier in my life. All the decisions I made. All the choices I made. Dealing with people. Dealing with relationships. Dealing with all types of things that I shouldn't have been dealing with. I apologize to myself for allowing myself to go through those things. Now, as far as society, now everything that you do, sis, though, depends on the society.
Yeah.
You, in order for you, I don't care what people say, people need people. These celebrities needed us. They wouldn't have been big without us.
Facts.
There has just been a voice out there lost. Let's just be real. So we thought about it like that, and we started supporting one another the same way that we support these big name people that may not even acknowledge you in life.
Mm-hmm. Don't even know your name.
Don't even know your name. But people need people. And sometimes I don't understand the concept of why people can't hit the subscribe button. It's free on YouTube. No,
but it's because we are in a selfish situation. People are so busy getting self-gratification.
Yes.
That they don't know what reciprocation means. You get what you need, which is a service that's provided for you, whether it's a podcast, a movie, or whatever. But what about that creator that is putting the content out? It's cost behind everything, you know, like it. Just like we encourage you, we need encouragement too. Those subscriptions are encouragement. Those likes are encouragement. Those comments, the engagement is encouragement for us to keep going, because sometimes we feel like things fall on deaf ears.
That's true. That's true. That is, you know, I didn't look at it that way though, but that's true. That's it. That is encouragement. You know, I'm doing something right, because you know what? When I see a comment or I see a like or I see a reaction, I'm like, wow, look, I'll be ready.
Because look at our episode, our very first episode together, and that person put in the comments what they put in the comments.
Exactly.
That fueled you to say, wow, I'm really doing something. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is going to help me push. And you always remember that in the back of your mind to
always
keep going. When people send you random, random things in your inbox or your email, you get so emotional about it, because you feel like you're encouraged to keep going. Let me go ahead and do some more content or whatever the case may be. So it's you got to pay it forward. And like you said, it's not even, the craziest part is it's not even monetary. It's free. Not.
It's free.
It's free. But then you'll go and pay $1,000, $4,000 to go see Beyonce. Beyonce ain't doing nothing for you.
Ain't going to do nothing.
But taking your money. And I'm sitting here telling you stuff that will help you be a better person. And I can't even get a subscription, a like. Make that make sense. But that's the world we live in.
I ain't gonna lie. I appreciate the 325 subscribers I do have on YouTube. I appreciate y'all highly. But let me tell you something. I got one video on YouTube to over 1,000. A short. Not an episode. A short of a clip. And I was like, I cried. I sat at this desk. And she came out and said, what's wrong with you? I'm like, this right here. And I'm boohooing. Do you know that's a lot for somebody? Like,
yeah,
over 1,000, highest ever. Then somebody commented on one of my status and said, I love your content. You do? Me? I be serious. I be really humble, y'all. And I always pray to God that no matter how much money I have, how much cloud I have, whatever I got going on, to always keep me humble. Always, never, ever, 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 ever let me forget where I came from. because everybody got a story, but everybody not willing to tell it. That's the problem.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You want people to think that you was just this. You woke up like this. You didn't wake up famous. You didn't wake up rich. You had to get there through somebody or something.
Some type of struggle. Yep.
All right, y'all. So what would that bring us to the next question? What would your relationships look like if you showed up as you are without the mask, filters, or fear of judgment?
They would be genuine, because when you are you to your core, you allow the right people to attract themselves to you, attach themselves to you. You find your true tribe, because who is for you won't miss you. And what is that quote? I think it's Dr. Seuss. Those who mind don't matter, and those who matter won't mind, or something like that. So at the end of the day, you're going to accept me flaws and all because you love me. You can correct me in love, but you're going to accept me. And when you have one of those masks, you entertain the wrong people and you wonder why things are not aligned, because you have on a mask. So that's for that person, or that mask, that particular mask, those type of people. So be yourself, so the right people can find you and gravitate to you.
You know what I learned though, sis? When people show you who they are,
believe them.
Okay.
The first time, not the
fifth time. The first time. The first. Do not wait until it's the fifth and the sixth time and they done played all in your face. Now we got a problem. The first time, dismiss them. Like, dismiss them all the way. And that's the hardest lesson. That's the hardest thing for people to do. And for me, I'm going to say for me. It's hard for me to do. Like, just dismiss people. You know, I try to give people chances, grace over. Now, sis worse than me, y'all. Don't let her fool you. She worse than me when it comes to giving grace.
If I care, my capacity is very, very high. But, baby, when you get down to the bottom, it take a while to get down there.
Yes, Lord.
When you get down there.
And when she get that, be like, yes, finally. God dang it. She did this last year.
Not last year.
Been waiting for this moment. But hey, you know, that's why I say, you know what, she thinks certain elements about me, I'm better when it comes at it than her. But certain elements about her, I'm like, yeah, you got that worse than me. Like, you give grace over grace over grace over grace. And I'm over here like on the fifth time. Now, I give him grace. Don't get me wrong.
Like, you know, get somebody else to do it.
She do it so long that it be like, yo, they ain't gone yet. They still there. Do I got to have a talk with them? Because you ain't going to do it. I ain't going to leave it alone, y'all. But the relationships for me, I'm going to show up as myself anyway. Like, the only thing that I think I've done differently when it comes up to showing up as myself is I would shy away from certain parts of me that I felt like people wouldn't like. Like, anyway, it's not even that big. You know, I would just shy. I'm shy. I'm a real shy person. I don't care what y'all say. I am shy. And I'm very introverted. So when I go into rooms, I'm observing the room. I'm going to look around and see who's approachable, who I can really hold a intellectual conversation with. And I sit back, and sometimes I just sit back and I don't say anything, because maybe those people didn't align with me. Mm-hmm. So I didn't say anything at all. So I don't think I put on masks. The only time I put on masks is when I'm sad. If I'm really mad, sometimes I can put on a mask, because I really don't want people to see me in certain emotions. Now, sis done seen me in all of them. She done seen them all my emotions, mad, sad, emotional, crying. Like, but everybody don't get to see that. So, yes, I appear to be strong, but I be dying inside sometimes, y'all.
Yeah.
Life be life, and sometimes
poker face is real.
Ooh, but that's the only time I put that poker face on. Anything else now, you'll know how I feel. But when it comes down to my emotions, I put that poker face on and I just keep moving like life is good. But because life still is good, I'm here, ain't it? I'm here. So here go the next question, y'all. I'm gonna let you read that, because I butcher that word every single time, and I'm not gonna play with that word today.
If your authenticity was the only currency you had, what kind of life would you spend it on.
I was just talking about that months ago about your time being money. If you had $24 today and you had to use it by midnight, what we doing? And you had to really be cautious about how you spent that money, because there's no rollovers, there's no savings. You have to use it up before midnight. Time the same way. Your 24 hours don't roll over.
Mm-hmm.
It don't roll over. So at the end of the day, anything that you do, you should think about it in that terms, because everybody values money. You know that. People value money. Money is the root of all evil, right? So if you think about it in currency terms, you're going to spend it better. You're going to make wiser decisions. You're going to make better decisions, better choices, because now you got to really be cautious, because you ain't going to get the next day. You're not going to be able to carry it over. It's gone. But see, that's the difference between money and time. You can always make more money, right?
True.
But you cannot get that time back.
You can't.
Period.
I think I would, the kind of life I would spend it on is a peaceful one. Drama-free, you know, something that serves a purpose for other people to build that, what we talked about in the previous episode, legacy, right? Creating a safe space for my children, even when I'm not here. So that's what I would spend my money on.
Boom, in a nutshell. Y'all, this is y'all favorite moment of the show. This is the last question, y'all. If the world could only see the real, unfiltered version of you, what would you want them to know? And what would you be willing to let go to be that? That's a loaded question.
That's a loaded question. I want the world to know that it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to make mistakes, because when you are the blueprint, there will be trial and error. But when you get it right, you getting it right is not just going to be a celebration for you. It's going to be a celebration for somebody else, because it took you to help them. So just like we have the Harriet Tubmans and, you know, all of these people who had to go through these things just so we can be at ease or comfort when we do certain things, we are that for the generations behind us. So you have to keep that in mind. And what would you be willing to let go of? I'm letting go of my pride. Because in order to be the blueprint, you got to be vulnerable. You got to tap into understanding that you will make mistakes. I have to let go of my perfectionism, right? And stop trying to write in pen and live life in pencil. Because you write in pen because it looks perfect, but when you write in pencil, sometimes you see the eraser marks or whatever the case may be, right? So it's okay. Life is going to look like that. But like I said, when you get the blueprint, then you can write it in pen. Then it's permanent. So just trust the process.
Boom, in a nutshell. See, I think, you know, I had somebody in my family come to me and tell me, you know, hey, we want to know more about your life, right? Now, the first time I stepped out on that was with my first book, Camouflage. That was the first time that I came out and gave a little bit of my business. Then I came back around with Motherhood and gave a little bit more of my business. So I told him, I was like, why should I have to be up here telling my business for somebody to listen to me? And then I thought about it. I was like, you know what? They do need to know who Arthur Nick Nicole is. They need to understand the journey behind Arthur Nick Nicole. So maybe, you know, I can share certain parts of my life. But I ain't always been like that, since I've always been like a private person, not really wanting to talk to the world about my issues, because it ain't the world issues. It's my issue.
Right.
It's my issue. But in order for people to really relate to you and resonate with you, you have to let them see the raw form of you, the unfiltered version of you. Have to. Let them see something about you, because maybe there's a single mother out there that struggled,
yeah.
You know, had to work two and three jobs to take care of their children. Maybe it was a person out there that was struggling with depression, you know, low self-esteem, a suicide attempt. Maybe they need to hear that story. Maybe there's somebody out there grieving, mourning from somebody that was really close to them that they loved. Maybe there's somebody out there that was molested, raped. There's somebody going through something that you went through in your life. So sometimes you have to tap into that unfiltered, that raw version of you.
Yeah.
So you can help somebody else, especially when you're a podcaster. And being a podcaster, people don't understand. It's so much more than just coming behind this mic and talking. Because what you say on this mic matters to the next person.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people come up here for entertainment, and that's fine. The messiness, the drama, that's not me. I want somebody to really get something from. We still talking about a situation, y'all, over a year ago about our first episode.
Mm-hmm.
That was powerful. Like, we literally, y'all, was kikiing like we normally do. This is our first time on the episode. Having a good time. First time that I saw her on the screen. And this person says, we saved their life. And we still talk to this person till this day. That was big. So that was like, yeah, keep going. What y'all doing is great.
Yeah.
She over there owning her scars. I'm over here breaking my silence. We need to keep doing this because it's making sense. But even though she stopped on me, y'all, for a little minute, she stopped on me. We ain't going to talk about that, though. I'm going to get her back in the ring, y'all. She got out the ring, man. Didn't want to fight no more. I'm like, if you don't put them gloves on, you know, you have
sometimes
to do that.
Sometimes you got to sit down.
You got to give it a mama voice. You don't put them gloves on.
See, I'm a wrestling fan. So sometimes when they have these matches and it'd be a lot of people in the match, sometimes you'll see a particular wrestler. They'll be gone for a minute. Yeah. But then when they come back,
like
they got this stamina, right? And they end up winning the match because they done took that break to get their bearings back. You know,
child,
they
was already
but
winning.
The one that's staying in the whole time, they be getting their butt whooped on. You know,
you was already winning. You just didn't know it. You still winning. And see, I got to pump her up too. Y'all got to give her flowers, man. Y'all got to check out some of her episodes, man. They be so good. Y'all, let me tell you, I be getting sneak peeks sometimes. I get exclusive for y'all to do. Sorry. But anyway.
Yeah, now. You not on stream, y'all.
I be getting the sneak peeks and they be so good, y'all. So I'm telling you, you got to check it out, y'all. Y'all got to check it out. She be on one. Even her solos, she be on one. Because she be like, hey, y'all. And then she go in and motivate and stuff. And I'm like, oh, shoot. I used to just sit here and listen to her. Talk and motivate and give her visuals and stuff, y'all, man. Y'all gotta check it out. I gotta give her flowers, man. But listen, this is the last question. We gotta get on up out of him. But as yes, we always
life say, be life.
What? Okay. Life with a newborn has been wonderful and rewarding and
tiring.
Wonderful and rewarding.
Busy, stressful. Demanding.
Because she my boss, whether I like it or not, y'all.
Okay.
Gabby
come me. Downstairs. Like, all right. Well,
all right, y'all.
Watch. Gotta go.
Gotta right go. Y'all, hit that intro in a minute. Boom. But listen, y'all, it's been great. But remember, no matter what you're going through, whatever version, because this is our last episode, y'all, for the season. So y'all won't see us again until let's see, August. We come back in August. When we come back?
I'm not saying nothing.
She always do that.
Then she just tell y'all don't be telling people stuff, and then she gonna say hey, y'all when we come in. Ciao. All
right. Well, I guess we gonna surprise y'all because you know it's the summertime.
We'll be back. Okay. We about to have.
We got to move in silence over here, y'all.
Life coach Summers. We about to enjoy the summer. That's what we fenced to do. We going to enjoy the summer. We going to go live. We going to have a season finale. We going to go live.
Yeah, be out there.
But
with my,
after that, we going to give us a minute. Let us get to our family and enjoy our life and do our little 1-2. But season 3.
She made me take breaks, y'all. See, that's the best part about the preparation. She makes me take my breaks over here. Yes, she do, y'all. And I be like, when we going to come? When we going to...
Child, I just be sitting there like,
we get to it when we get to it.
Right. Are you done?
Right. It's hard over here, y'all, man. I be getting beat up over here, y'all. Help me. But y'all stay tuned for the premiere. And I hope that this episode has touched your soul in some type of way and encouraged you to fully, fully be yourself and step into your full potential. Because I know life is hard. Life is hard. But it's hard for everybody. But it, remember, there's somebody else out there that's going through something worse than you.
Absolutely.
And if you keep that in mind, let that be the fuel to keep you going in your life. Don't count your eggs before they hatch. Don't do that.
Okay, auntie.
But I'm just listen to your parents. If your kids out there, I want to uplift y'all too. Listen to your parents because you do not know the struggle behind their story. You don't. And sometimes parents are not. My mom is still hiding that right now to this day. They won't tell you the struggle. You just know that the light stayed on. You know that the water stayed on. You know that you had food to eat. You know that you still was able to go on your trips, on your school trips. You was able to eat lunch at school. They had to pay for it. You were still able to do everything you wanted to do as a child because you didn't know the struggle behind the story. So appreciate your parents. Respect your parents. Because let me tell you something. There's a lot of people that are not even taking that far. It's a lot of people that's not even stepping fully into being a parent.
Right.
But for the ones that are doing what they need to do in their lives and have a story behind the struggle, shout out to you. Because you didn't have to do it because a lot of them didn't. Let's just be real. And you got these mothers out here that are single mothers. Single fathers.
Yeah.
That is the hardest. So just imagine a single mother and a single father trying to make sure that the lights stay on, the water stay on, everything stay on in the house. Respect your parents. And your days will be longer. The Bible says that you cut your days short when you disrespect your parents anyway. So do what you got to do out here in this world. I know it's life. And like sis said, you got to trust the process. You got to let God take control of the steering wheel and stop being hardheaded. Stop changing the course of your story. Because you the reason. You the reason why you ain't where you at. Take accountability. Own it. And start stepping into your 24 and make it count. You can't get that time back. No rollovers. No savings. You can't get it back. So be careful how you treat people. And live life, as sis says, intentional. That's it, y'all.
And as always, we are here, healing hearts and inspiring change.
Till next Friday, y'all. See y'all at the premiere.